in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 5005, Baruch Hashem. The fifth day of Tevis, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. And this is a pretty, the Rebbe lays it out as it is, you know, like his expectation and how the people don't meet his expectation and how they're, you know, they're satisfied with so little relative to what could be done. And the Rebbe keeps on, you know, on and on by telling the people, I've tried to do best I can, try to make you aware, encourage you, and to take advantage of the opportunity. The Rebbe really sort of pours out his heart in this one. So let's see. Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says at the end, finally, the Rebbe said, I received your letter dated the second day of Hanukkah. And although that also in it, I don't find an explanation why you're silent all this time, but I got the letter at least. At least you wrote. And it doesn't explain why you weren't writing. So the Rebbe says, I pray that Yiratzen, that at least this should be a good beginning so that you can let me know good news in your general and personal matters. Okay. Now the Rebbe says, further, as you requested, I'm going to mention all those you write about on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles over here. So, the Rebbe says, it appears from the lack of reports that the Anash, the Hasidim, did not utilize at all, the special days that just passed. They haven't utilized it, totally not utilized it, relative to any of the possibilities of these special days in general. So they haven't utilized it because Rebbe basically says, had there been activities, you would have reported. But the Rebbe says it seems like it wasn't utilized. The Hasidim didn't utilize it, especially this year. And this, the Rebbe is still referencing the Mifsa Sinai, the war that took place, that through these happenings, there was a movement, an additional movement by many of the Jewish people to awaken up to Hashem, and even for Torah and his mitzvahs. So people just had a general sort of, it was a shake-up, a wake-up call for many yidden to Hashem and also for Torah mitzvahs. And as I have written already several times, I don't know, the Rebbe says, what else could I do about it? Because the Rebbe says, as it appears, you are totally stubborn. And stubborn with the fullest force not to do anything about spreading the wellsprings. This has become like a stubbornness about the Hasidim not to do anything. And you restrict yourself and you descend to the level of growing things, God forbid. What does it mean? What's the difference between an animal kingdom and the growing kingdom? The growing kingdom grows wherever you planted it. It doesn't go out beyond its, yes, it grows, but it grows just within its area. The animal walks around, gets to all the different places. So the Rebbe says, metaphorically, you are stuck to becoming like the growing thing. You're stuck in your place over there. You don't spread out like a growing thing. You can't move from the several tefachs, hand breadths, to which the roots spread out, and that's it, but you're stuck in that place. So the Rebbe is saying, you don't reach out, you don't go out, you don't move out. And the Rebbe says, how big this darkness is, that you don't feel your condition. You don't realize. You don't feel out. You don't feel your condition by yourself. When you learn, when you study, that there are four categories in the world. There is the inanimate. So in the level, it goes from the lowest to the highest. So you have the inanimate. Above the inanimate comes the growing. And what's the ultimate purpose of the growing item? Is that it's eaten by the living, by the animal, or the humans. They eat some of the vegetation. So then, why is that considered to be an elevation for the growing when he joins the living? Why? Because the living has an additional advantage that he can go from where he is standing to a new place. An animal is not restricted to the place. The growing things is restricted to the place where it grows. But the animal walks from place to place. And he can also fulfill his mission over there, walking, going from place to place. And that yet, in Chassidus, we learn about it. That from the inanimate, that you have the growing, which is greater than the inanimate. The greater, the ultimate goal of the growing is to come to the level of living, which means that you can move around. You're not stuck in your place. And also there he can do, fulfill his mission, the living thing. And that's not sufficient yet. He needs to go up. The living thing needs to reach the level of the medaber, the human being, the one that speaks. And within the human being, which means, how does he eat? When you eat, it's kosher, it's a kosher diet, you eat the food, you eat the, and then it goes up to that level. Or maybe even the non-Jew who eats the various different kinds of things, it goes up a level. But that's not enough even to go up to the level of the medaber. But you have to go, you have to become a mahalach, which means you have to be moving, which means you shouldn't be satisfied just by going step by step in a limited way, a step, one step after the other. But mahalach means to go in a way of inanimate. So the Rebbe says you learn it in Chassidus. You learn how one needs to grow. And one needs to go from one level to the next level, to the higher level. And the Rebbe demonstrates what these levels are. From growing to living, from growing to living, from living to human, and from human to keep on going in an unlimited way. So what does it mean for your activities, the Rebbe is speaking to them? You are stuck in the level of growing, which means, but you're stuck in your place. And you learn about others, and you don't leave that level of growing. You don't come to the level of living, of a Baal Chai. And you don't feel your condition, your situation you are in. You are so sunk in. Now, usually we say, when you want to say the whole person, sometimes there is an expression, your head and the majority, because that's sort of all of you goes by. Your head is the main part, and most of your body, that's already includes the whole one. But in this case, the Rebbe said, not only is your head and the most of you sunk, but actually all of you are involved in little small matters of the body and the animal soul. You're so sunk into the small stuff. And as the Alter Rebbe uses the language, that our bodies are different and we don't have any connection to the other body. The Rebbe was very much disturbed that the Hasidim, they don't work together, they don't get along, and there is literally small stuff, and they're just involved in, and they're all sunk into this little kind of petty stuff that they're, and their body, Everything is about, you know, about the body, about the ego, about themselves. And the Rebbe says, what could I else do? I ask you for a while. Just don't think about it, at least for a little while. Don't interest yourself about your body, your personal body, what's good. Interest yourself. Bring light to your environment. Bring your portion in the world. It's your portion that you need to do. Work at that. And, you know, you don't see the benefit immediately. You don't see reward, the payment for the eyes of materialism immediately. I'm begging you, Trevor says, I'm asking you, for a little bit, stop about thinking about the physical, about the material gains and everything. Think about, for a little bit, about illuminating your environment, which doesn't seem to have a physical benefit immediately. It's not acceptable. My words aren't accepted at all and at all. So, the Rebbe says, okay, when you have no way out, you can't sort of get away, you can't slip away. You know, the Rebbe keeps on demanding, and they can't just, you know, cancel it out. So the Rebbe says, you work by yourself, and that appears to be, you consider that a self-sacrifice, that you get together a few people together. Each one suggests his idea. This has to be the opposite of the other one's idea. They should say an idea, the Rebbe says, which is contrary to somebody else's idea. And then each one says, okay, I can't accept responsibility. You know, well, how could I accept responsibility? Because, you know, other people say different. And on the other hand, there's nobody to rely on, you know. You don't accept the other's opinion. You yourselves don't take responsibility. Because each one has all kinds of lackings, have all kinds of problems. You can't trust anybody. And therefore, no way to do anything. And therefore, you say, listen, I don't have anything to do with this anymore. I've already done, I saved myself. I've done what I can, because I came to the meeting. I heard the other one speak. I heard the third one. So, you know, I'm tolerant. I'm accepting. I came to a meeting. I let everybody say their opinion. And these people, I listen to them, even though they don't even reach my shoulder. That's how much I'm greater than them. They say they don't even reach my shoulder, and still I listen to them. So what's my obligation anymore to do? I've done everything that I should, that I could, and that I'm supposed to do. I listened, I came to the meeting. And that, even a person who does that, we'll call him a Parush Yikorim. He quotes in the Gemara, somebody distinguished. And he's a Bar Milo, he's a person that has greatness. The Rebbe quotes him from the Gemara's Razal and Seitach of Beis, Amud Beis, the various different levels over there, which is called the Parush. The Rebbe is pouring out his heart. Why people, instead of getting involved in doing the things and how he's been begging them and pushing them, they're busy and fighting each other with small stuff. So the Rebbe says, it's self-understood that my words of above are not intended specifically to any one of the Anash, not to anyone. And the Rebbe also says, there are some individuals who are exceptions. So, in other words, there are some that are I guess, meeting the expectations. But to my dismay, the great, the greatest of them, Rebbe quotes the pasuk of Yeshaya, chapter 10, verse 19. It says, "V'nar yikov tevein," which means that even a child can write it. The greatest one, it's, you know, not doing. It's a child can write it. Meaning, it's very. Is this, the Rebbe says, what our Rebbes, our leaders, the holy Rebbes, is this what they put in all the efforts? They invested their soul and their inner strength and their essence so that this should come the time when here Moshiach is behind our walls. Hinei zo'imed achar kosleinu, and there should be such shocking negligence that I'm spoken about. Is this what it's all about? The Rebbe says, the Rebbe concludes what a blessing, signed by the Rebbe. There's no holdbacks over here. And the Rebbe telling them what his expectations are. And, you know, people weren't used to it. They weren't accustomed to it. I'm adding that. But the Rebbe has a whole different projection and a program that he has in mind for the Hasidim to do. He says, we just had this Mifsas Sinai. You should have taken that opportunity. There's no reports about anything. If there was something going on, then the reports would be happening. And you see, you know, the major change, and hopefully the Rebbe is happy now with what the Hasidim, the way they're doing, they're working on a different scale. But at that time, people didn't understand. The Rebbe says the negligent and the energies and the Rebbe's and that they put in here, and you're sticking and you're just a growing thing, which means you're stuck to your place instead of to expanding, to becoming a even like an animal, and certainly a human, and walking, going in limitless. And the Rebbe is ending with the Gemara and Brachas. The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 5006. Baruch Hashem, the 6th of Tevis, Tavshi Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, and Shalom Ubracha. So, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your express letter dated from the 2nd of Tevis. I just received it. I guess when somebody wanted the Rebbe's attention real quick, he wrote an express letter. So the Rebbe says, you write about two possibilities. Now, I'm thinking that the Rebbe is mentioning you wrote an express letter. It's not just to identify this letter, because the Rebbe also writes the date. Maybe the Rebbe wants to imply, you know, you wrote an express, you know, I just received it. The Rebbe says, you write about two suggestions. And that is to travel, to come to the United States, and to, that's one thing. And the other thing is to look some other way of earning a living in the country where you are presently. Now, it doesn't say here which country he was, but either to come to the United States or to look for a job over there. So the Rebbe says, it's self-understood that the second idea comes first, and for many reasons. Because the main thing the Rebbe says, it seems like the reason that you've been having the problem, that the lackings in finding a good job, is because of the lack of energy. And your lack of trying to settle properly, .. So, therefore, the Rebbe says, in my opinion, it is absolutely necessary, greatest importance, necessity, that you should show the necessary action in your matters in general, especially for Parnosa and settling down, especially. Apparently he wasn't, you know, he wasn't really holding down a job, or he wasn't really working hard, he wasn't doing what he's supposed to do. And Rebbe says that you need to show actions that are necessary for all your matters, especially when it comes to parnasa, for livelihood, and settling down. And the Rebbe says, do it on your own. Don't try to just satisfy the obligation. Maybe there are people demanding, maybe his wife, maybe his in-laws. I don't know who's telling him that. But they, you know, Rebbe says, do it because you come to the realization that you have to do it. That's your responsibility. And the Rebbe says, may it be the will, that we know the known saying of our sages of blessed memory, Yogaita umotsosa, if you put in effort, you will find in both points. First of all, you should put an effort in the above, because that's the nature, the way Hashem created the world. The verse says, right in the very beginning, by Odom Arishon, it says, by Bezeyas Apecho Toichalecha, by the sweat of your face, you'll eat bread, which means you got to work hard. It doesn't come on easy. You got to sweat for your living. And it's only in the future to come, when Mashiach comes, it says, the work will be done through others. Now you got to do, you got to work yourself. You got to work very hard. So first of all, you should fulfill the saying to work hard, but also to be fulfilled. The end of the saying, umotsasa, you'll find. If you work hard, you will find. So both of the things, to work hard and to find. Don't just do because other people are nudging you and telling you. Don't move to the United States. That's not the good option. The option is stay where you are and start looking and using the proper investment in your time and effort and energy to get yourself a proper parnasa, to settle down. And you need to do this not because others are pushing you, but you need to do it on your own, to realize that now we're living in the time when you got to sweat for your livelihood, and that's what you have to do. And then you also get the second part of the statement, Yogaito, when you put in effort, you will find. And the Rebbe says, I'm also shocked that you don't mention even a word as it relates to the days of Yud, Yutes Kislev, and Hanukkah. There must have been some sort of habrengen, etc. And Rebbe concludes with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. I mean...